Good morning. Welcome to the rural hearing on TDI, rural. Today we're taking comments on 20 Texas Administrative Code Section 137.10. I'll call to order this meeting on DWC's proposed rules. It's approximately 11 a.m. on Monday, August 24th, 2026. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted until I call on you to speak. If you plan to speak at the hearing, please make sure your screen name contains your first and last name. I'm Kara Mace, DWC's General Counsel. This hearing is about return to work guidelines. DWC's proposal instructs insurance carriers, healthcare providers, and employers to use the disability duration values in the current edition of the ODG by C, alphabet soup here. Current edition of the ODG by MCG, published by MCG Health instead of the ones in the MD guidelines as guidelines for the evaluation of expected or average return to work timeframes. Ooh. Notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on July 14th, 2026, as an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on August 4th, 2026, and in the Texas Register on July 31st, 2026. Please fill out the witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. You can find a link to it on our website for this hearing within the Zoom chat. We won't address any comments or requests to comment if you put them in the chat. So I'm only going to call on speakers who submit a witness card, so please don't use that Zoom chat. I'll call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. Please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everyone can hear you. I'm going to begin by calling on Chris Vogley, Director of Healthcare Development, to explain the rule proposals. Chris? You're on mute.
There we go.
There you go.
Good morning, Ms. Mace. My name is Chris Vogley. I am the Director of Healthcare Development here at DWC. I'm here to explain DWC's proposed amendments to Section 137.10 of the Texas Administrative Code, which was proposed in the July 31st edition of the Texas Register. DWC is required by law to adopt treatment guidelines and return to work guidelines to ensure the quality of medical care, to achieve effective medical cost control, and to enhance timely return to work and appropriate return to work for injured employees. These amendments adopt a different set of guidelines for disability duration values. We posted an informal working draft in May of 2026 and considered the comments we received on the informal drafts when proposing this rule. The rule is necessary to instruct insurance carriers, healthcare providers, and employers to use the disability duration values in the current edition of the ODG by MCG, published by MCG Health, instead of the values in the MD guidelines, as guidelines for the evaluation of expected or average return to work timeframes. To fulfill their role in the Texas workers' compensation system, designated doctors are also required to subscribe and purchase access to DWC's treatment and return to work guidelines. The current adopted treatment guidelines are published by ODG by MCG and include access to return to work guidelines. Designated doctors cannot currently use ODG by MCG's return to work guidelines because the current adopted return to work guidelines are published by MD guidelines. MD guidelines will change its pricing model and raise its rates substantially starting on October 1st, 2026. Since the ODG by MCG treatment guideline subscription already includes access to return to work guidelines, the amendments will allow system participants to use the ODG by MCG services they already subscribe to instead of maintaining a separate costly subscription to MD guidelines. The return to work guidelines by ODG and MCG are comparable to those in MD guidelines, and moving to the guidelines in ODG by MCG makes sense administratively, economically, and clinically. Both sets of guidelines derive disability duration values from the same foundational methodology, population-based epidemiological data stratified by diagnosis, job classification, and physical demand characteristics. The underlying evidence base for expected return to work time frames does not differ materially between the two guidelines. In practice, duration values calculated using both sets of guidelines have been substantively equivalent across an overwhelming majority of diagnostic categories in Texas workers' compensation claims. As a result, replacing the return to work guidelines with those in MDG by MCG removes an unnecessary cost and duplication of resources without any loss of clinical accuracy or adjudicative reliability. In addition, because treatment and expected disability duration are evaluated together, using the ODG by MCG for both treatment, as is currently the case, and return to work disability duration calculations, as DWC proposes here, allows system participants to apply a single integrated evidence-based resource across both treatment and return to work functions, which more accurately reflects clinical decision making. The amendments will apply to any determination for an injured employee's ability to return to work conducted on or after October 1st, 2026. DWC currently provides education opportunities and training for stakeholders. In order to facilitate the change and ensure a smooth transition, DC is planning an outreach program, including providing training via webinars for all system participants affected by these amendments. Webinars will be recorded and available on the DWC website. Revising the healthcare provider and designated doctor homepages to include appropriate materials about these amendments, and notifying system participants of the amendments, webinars, and other resources. This concludes my presentations. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Director Bugley. I don't have any questions, and well done on all those acronyms. Next, I'm going to call for public comments. Please state your name and organization if you're representing one, and your position on the proposals, either for with changes, or against. It doesn't look like I have any comments so far. If you have one, please get it in. Well, I'm just going to say last call. If anybody would like to comment, I haven't received any witness cards. So let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 p.m. Central Time on August 31st, 2026. We'll consider any validly submitted written comments and all the spoken comments from today, which then, before drafting the adoption order for this rule. Thank you for participating in this hearing on the rule proposal 28 Tax Section 137.10 is adjourned.